ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। सो आई एम वेरी ऑनर्ड एंड प्रिविलेज्ड टू इंट्रोड्यूस टू ऑल ऑफ यू अ वेरी मच रिस्पेक्टेड स्पिरिचुअल गाइड आशा दीदी। हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो हर? रिसेंटली शी केम टू कुवैत एंड बहरीन, सो मेनी ऑफ देम नो यू ऑलरेडी दीदी। So Asha Didi is a senior spiritual leader, efficient administrator, serving as the director of Om Shanti Retreat Center in Delhi. Like we have Gyan Sarovar here, in Delhi we have another retreat center. So Didi is the director of that retreat center. And she is following the spiritual lifestyle since the age of 9. She dedicated her life in 1972 to Brahma Kumaris for the noble cause of building a value-based society. And in Brahma Kumaris, she is the most sought-after speaker. So everybody, because we know I'm from Delhi, and personally I have this fortune to take that spiritual sustenance from her, that when many sisters, you know, they want to serve, they want to dedicate their lives, so Didi is the one who trains us. So I am that fortunate soul. I have taken my training under Didi, and I can say very proudly that Didi is actually directly and indirectly responsible for me being in Kuwait. She inspired in many ways to develop on different levels, and so we can serve in different fields. And also I want to add that she represents Brahma Kumaris on the Yoga Experts Committee of Ministry of Ayush, Government of India. One of the main speakers, she has organized and coordinated several national and international programs and projects like International Year of the Culture of Peace, UN project in 2000, Global Cooperation for a Better World, UN project in 1988, Million Minutes of Peace Appeal, UN project in 1986. So actually her profile is very long, just few more lines I want to add here so that we know who is in front of us. As a spiritual mentor, she has conducted and coordinated Raj Yoga meditation courses for ministers, governors, Supreme Court judges, ambassadors, MLAs, and in different parts of the country. And she has also been instrumental to design many courses like stress management and leadership, behavioral courses, and many others. So without any further delay, let us hear from Didi on the topic cultivating inner peace.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Good morning. Isn't this morning good? And Salaam Alaikum. I can see our sisters more in number than brothers. And it is nice to meet our friends from Kuwait. So what brings you here? What brings you here? Such a beautiful name of your retreat. Inner peace, inner power. Anna? And this gives me a thought. Peace is power. Peace is power. How? When you are at peace, it means you are the master of everything. Nothing disturbs you. Nothing perturbs you. You are able to adjust, accommodate, tolerate everything that goes around, which means the treasure trove is full of qualities, virtues, values, powers, that no matter what happens, what sort of situation comes, we are able to face it and conquer it. Not succumb to it, but conquer it. Only then you can be peaceful. If you succumb to it, then it creates disturbance here. And we look for an opportunity when we can again come back. But when you conquer, then no room is left. It is, you are at peace. At peace. I start with a small little humorous happening, which is real one. It seems there was a boy selling oranges by the roadside. You know, in India, you don't see that in Kuwait, but you can see this in India. Small urchins, small children sometimes sitting by the roadside, and they sell vegetables and fruits, etc. So this little boy, not very little, and he was selling oranges. India is a tropical country, and around 11 or so in the morning, the person selling fruits, he was just dozing off, feeling sleepy. An Englishman happened to pass from that side and said to him, "Oh man, what are you doing? Early morning and you are sleeping." He said, "Then what?" He said, "Wake up, stay alert, you will sell more fruits." So then what will happen? "Then you will not be sitting like this by the roadside. You will have a shop to own." Okay, then what will happen? "Then you will sell more fruits. You will be able to own not only one shop, many shops." "Then what will happen?" "You will become a big man. You will have an industry. You will make juices. And the big thing that you will achieve in your life." "Then what will happen?" "That then you will have good peace of mind. You'll be peaceful." He said, "This is what I'm doing even now. Why should I go around do all these things to get peace? I'm doing it right now. But this is passive kind of peace. It is not this kind of peace that we are looking for. It is different kind of thing. When I am at peace. Now who is this I? The first thing that we need to understand. Who wants peace? Who needs peace? If you put me in an ICU, all my senses are at rest. They're not doing anything. Am I at peace? Am I at peace at that time? No. Body is resting. Organs are resting. They are at peace. No commotion. Nothing. But still, I am not at peace. In spite of that, what do you say? I'm not happy. I'm not peaceful. Who is this I? Who is this I? Who wants to cultivate peace? Is it this body? No. Just as you ride a chariot. Chariot is under the control of the charioteer. The way the charioteer wants it to be, the chariot will move accordingly. Similarly, this body is like a chariot. Who is the charioteer? It is like a motor car, let's say. Who is the driver? You will say, sister, nowadays there are driverless cars. Yes, I do agree with you. But there is something that is driving it, na? Something is there. What is that? So, who is guiding? Who is doing this? Controlling? Disciplining? Who is that? That we call spirit or the soul. And when we say that I have to cultivate peace, I have to cultivate calmness, that means it is the soul and not the body. This is true. Now come little closer. Is there anyone? Is there anyone who says, well, if there is no peace in my life, it's okay? Anyone? Anyone? No one. Even a person who is very aggressive kind. Many people say, well, sister, I'm very angry kind of a person. I'm very aggressive kind of a person. Okay. You tell that person that today you have full liberty to get angry all the 24 hours. Only one day, 24 hours. Will he be able to do that? Yes or no? Will he be able to do that? Come on. Yes? No. No. Why? Why? You are very angry kind, very aggressive. Today you have full liberty to be angry, shout, yell, throw things, whatever you wish to do, do. you will not be able to do it. In India, a person after getting angry and shouting wants a glass of water to calm down. I don't know what happens in Kuwait. What do you do? Same thing. A glass of water to cool down. So, if you ask a person, on the contrary, today, your job is only to remain silent. Will you be able to do that? Yes? Yes? Yes. You know why? Why? Because peace is our innate nature. It is our innate quality. It is our original self. And when the nature is disturbed, then there is peacelessness all around. This is why it is said, don't play with nature. Don't exploit nature. Don't disturb nature. Because nature is our innate quality. This is why we are, peace is our innate quality. This is why we are able to be peaceful. Aggression is not my nature. It is not my nature. It disturbs me. It is temporary. Due to disturbance inside, that can happen due to anything. I'll be talking about it. But disturbance inside creates disturbance outside. So peace is my original quality, original nature. When we say Om Shanti, it means, I am peaceful. And when I say to you, Om Shanti, I consider you also to be a peaceful being. I am peaceful, you are also peaceful. And we interact on the same level. So the first thing to preserve this nature, innate quality, peace, I have to take a decision. You know, all this happens through our thoughts, thinking. Isn't it? It is the thinking. Now there are number of thoughts that go on inside. Number of thoughts. People say more than 35,000. More than 35,000. Forget about 35,000. So many thoughts arising in this mind, in this soul. Decision has to be taken. Out of these 35,000 thoughts, how many are worthwhile? And how many are wasteful? What is more in number? Waste or worthwhile? Yes, come on. Waste. I don't want to waste electricity. I don't want to waste water. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste this. How about the wastage that is going on here? So, today we have to decide, what do I want my mind to be? Do I want my mind to be like a forest or a garden? Forest comes up automatically. Garden is laid. Garden is laid. Forest comes up automatically. You climb the mountains, you come here, and you find so many trees, bushes, shrubs, all these things. But when you go to the garden here, see, everything is systematic, structured, nice. So, garden takes attention. Forest does not. Naturally, I want my mind to be like a garden. And which means I have to give attention on the quality of my thoughts. Quality of my thoughts. I don't want to be negative. No one wants to be negative. And in fact, negativity is not our nature. Many a times, people think, well, sister, I have this, this, this in me, all negative qualities. No. This is not you. This is not you. I love myself, so I tell myself, Asha, you are not negative. You are not bad. You are not jealous kind. You are a loving, peaceful, positive, purposeful soul. When we connect with ourselves, as we saw, that peace is our innate nature. Do I nurture it? Do I cultivate that quality? No. No. Now I have to begin to tell myself, I am peaceful. I am calm. I am cool. This is me. I am loving. I am of giving kind. Good qualities. We are full of good qualities. But thing is, we have not cultivated them. We have not nurtured them. When I connect myself with the inner being, the self, connect with the self, these qualities come up, they sprout. How do they disappear? It is said, soul is its own enemy and soul is its own friend. When am I my enemy? When I get into cycle of negativity. Then I lose my peace, I lose my inner quality of love, happiness, blissful state. Everything is lost. Cycle of negativity, it not only burdens us, it puts us in chains, what you call fetters. It just binds the soul like this. Negativity is that dangerous. When we are negative, then we are getting upset, disturbed, we want to be away. Now when I say this word away, this reminds me that we cannot find peace in the jungles. Many a times people think, oh well, let me give up everything, let me retire, let me superannuate, let me finish all my worldly duties, then I'll be at peace. It is a misnomer. It is a misnomer. No. I cannot waste my life. I cannot waste my life. What is the guarantee of life? Does anyone have guarantee? No. Why not make every opportunity, every second, every minute worthwhile? When I am in the jungles, in the forest, there is nothing challenging over there. And I say, well, I am very comfortable, very peaceful. No, you come here in the world and be peaceful. It's only then you are peaceful. Just as lotus, it grows in mire, but its beauty is not spoilt by mire. Similarly, be in the world, active, performing all your earthly duties, taking care of your family, excelling in your job, prospering in your business. Everything has to be done, and yet be peaceful, yet be at peace. This is what we want. We don't want to be cowards and go away from the challenges. No. What is that art? So, I'll just talk of 5 steps. 5 different things. Number 1, let us identify ourselves with truth. What is the truth? I am a spiritual being and I am the child of the Supreme, Allah, who is the fountainhead of all good qualities, and I am related to Him like father and child. He is my father and I am His child. I imbibe His qualities. Just as you remember a good person, you feel good. Remember a bad person, you feel bad. You remember the Supreme. How would you feel? Great, no? So, this is the truth. Soul never dies, it is never born, it is eternal and immortal. And I am the child of the Supreme. This is a basic truth that we have to understand to cultivate peace in our lives. Number two, have I set goals for my life? Do I take my life seriously? What is the goal of my life? Is it merely to have little name, fame, good business, good money, health, wealth, and then bid goodbye and go away? Is this the goal of my life? Definitely not. So set goal in your life. What is the goal? What is the aim of my life? An aimless person will be short-sighted. Will be feeling happy in small little achievements. That's it. No. What do I want to achieve in my life? Life is valuable. Am I just spending my life? Or am I building my life? I can spend my life easily. Get up in the morning, eat, drink, take care of children, go to school, perform duties, come back, sleep, and then next morning. Years can go on. Is this what I am meant to be? No. What do I really want to achieve? Ask yourselves. What do I want to accomplish? To take life seriously, with serenity. Third thing, what I would like to say is patience. Not everything comes just in one stroke. Things do not happen according to your choices. You have to adjust. At times you have to be patient. You have to tolerate. You have to accommodate. You have to take care. But because there is commotion here, I become impatient. Over the years, we are living in contemporary society. I find over the years, we have become more tolerant, but we are losing patience day by day. Tolerance is there. Patience is not there. Patience means that I recall our childhood days. We used to ask the gardener, "Gardener, how does this mango tree come up?" And he used to tell us, "You just put this seed in the earth and after 4 or 5 days, small little plant will come up. And if after 4 or 5 days it did not come out, what did we do? We dug it up And then tree is gone, plant is gone. Right? Same thing is happening with us. We lose our peace. Become impatient. I saw one car in Delhi. I had shared this there also. In Delhi I saw one car long back, nearly I think 40 years back, when small little Maruti cars came in the market. So in Delhi people are fond of writing something behind their cars. They will write Ministry of Ministry of Happiness, Minister, like this. They are fond of writing. I saw one car behind which was written, God, give me patience. So I thought, how nice. Delhi Walas are becoming very nice people. But when I read the next line was, but hurry up. God, give me patience, but hurry up. We are so impatient. We want God also to be to be hurrying up. This is the state of affairs. So, anything that we do, anything that we are facing, any challenge, it just does not happen like this. It takes little time. We have to be patient. This is how you nurture your peace. This is how you cultivate peace. Fourth thing is sweetness. Sweetness. How do we want everyone to behave with us? Sweetly, no? If I say good morning, I want the other person also to say good morning smilingly. Smile is the decoration of the face. Smile is the beauty of the face. It comes from inside. That sweetness comes from inside. When I consider the other person also to be like me, and I accept and appreciate, the other person. If I don't accept, I lose my peace. Tell me, God has made us very unique. All of us are very unique people in the world. God is so great, He has not made a replica of me. So many, although there are only five features, nose, eyes, ears, lips, cheeks, only five features. But still, everyone is so uniquely placed. There is no replica. So I am so unique. If I am unique, the other person is also unique, no? The other person is also a unique person. Accept. Accept the person. Appreciate the person. God has blessed you with so many nice qualities. God has blessed the other person also with nice qualities. Accept and appreciate. Generally, I speak of five C's. Five C's. What are those five C's? We commit a blunder in our relationships and we lose our peace of mind. The five C's are, number one, comparison. Comparison, competition. Let me see where I have written. Comparison, competition, then what do you say? Comment, criticism, kahan gaya? Yeah, complaining. Complaining, criticizing, comparison, competition and comment. They are the culprits. And they destroy my peace of mind. If you complain about others, here we are taught, if you complain about others, it means that you are not able to adjust and accommodate with the person. It is not her complaint, but it is your own complaint. I have to equip myself with all those beautiful qualities, virtues, through which I am able to adjust with the person. Complaining nature will never keep me peaceful. Similarly, criticism. I am for healthy criticism, let me tell you. Healthy criticism is good. But criticism for criticism's sake, that's not fair. I am not able to do something, so I criticize others. Why? And when I am having that critical kind of mind, what sort of feelings am I generating? You know, nowadays we are living in a world where we relate with each other through vibrations. We communicate with each other through vibrations. What kind of vibrations am I generating when I am complaining, criticizing? What kind of? And I want peace of mind. I'm getting away from the person and I want peace for myself? Not possible. I have to be away from this. And again, I would say empathy, appreciation, understanding. Understanding. A person can change also, no? But it is a pity. We do not want to change ourselves. We want people to change. We want others to change. Can I change anyone? The lesson that I have learnt is that I cannot change anyone. I can only inspire. And I can inspire only when I walk the talk. So, criticism. Similarly, what is said? Comparison. Why should I compare myself with others? by comparing myself with others, what do? Either I get into inferiority complex or superiority complex. Well, I am much better off than them. Well, everyone is better than me. I lose my self-esteem. I stop loving myself. As though I am the tiniest person in the world. No. The comparison. Out of experience, I will tell you, competition, comparison, these things generate negative feelings inside. Yes, you look at the good qualities of others, it is good. If someone is doing something better, it is good. We can develop what we say in Hindi, picking up virtues from others, learning. I can learn from others, no? And I go a step ahead. Instead of comparing and getting into competition, try to find some other way so that you are able to do better than the others. If at all that desire is there. In fact, I would say, desire is the culprit to keep us peaceless. More the desires, more peaceless you become. I'll talk about it. So, these five C's, we have to comment. If someone has done something good, appreciate. Learn. By simply giving a small little comment, so what? We did it 10 years back. That shows that there is jealousy. There is element of hatred inside. And I am nurturing it. I am cultivating it. I am giving it space. So be positive and powerful, and then appreciate yourself. It is said thinking about others gives headache. And the kind of thinking that you have also matters. If you think the way you have been thinking, you will always do the way you have been doing. If you always do the way you have been doing, you will always get what you have been getting. If I want something else, I need to change my thinking. Let us thinking instead of becoming being latitudinal, let it be longitudinal. Latitudinal means comparison, competition, all this. Longitudinal means seeing everyone as a unique person, looking at their qualities, variety of virtues that they have, appreciating. Then there are certain things that I would like to share with you. When we are at work or when we are with our people, family, and if I get attached to anything, getting attached means I am identifying myself with that thing, with that place or with that person. And when that person or the place is removed from my work mat, what happens? I feel sad inside. Let's small little example. We are relatives. my sister is leaving and I have tears in my eyes. Attachment. It will make me disturbed for some time. Instead of if we are detached, we have to play our roles. We have to perform our responsibilities. Everything we have to do. But simultaneously, we have to be detached. Like a silent observer. I'm just responsible for this. I'm performing my work. And I'm looking at others also like a silent observer. This keeps me in good stead when I'm in my office, challenges are there, I would be able to perform my duty well and yet be at peace. Second thing is, appreciate your own accomplishments. Only looking at others is not okay, but look at your own accomplishments also. Appreciate them, learn from them, and move ahead. Same thing I would say about our mistakes and weaknesses. If I have certain weaknesses, it does not mean that I am a bad person. No. If I have done some mistake, yes, learn from it. It is a stepping stone towards success. Failures are just stepping stones towards success. So I need not become restless, peaceless. If there is a mistake, learn from it and move ahead. Then there is one thing which is very helpful, and that is, I would like to say, nature of giving and taking cooperation. Be proactive. We have reduced our world to individuality. That I am one simple person. Very frequently nowadays we hear people saying, oh, if she is not there, who will? There is no one else to help me. If he is not there, if my so-and-so goes away, there is no one to help me. The whole world is gone. No. If I have cooperation, good relationship with people, people will come forward to help me. And I would also extend my help. We are living in this world as a family. All of us have come, taken these costumes, born in different areas of the globe, but yet we are part of global family. This elevated thinking, heightened thinking, gives me strength. I came across one small little instance, a real happening. There was a person who lost his shop in fire, go down, gone, everything gone. He was away. When he lands in Delhi, the friends are there to meet him, and they take him to that place. He just stands there, looks at everything, collects the rubble, and puts a small little placard my house is gone, my shop is gone, but courage still lives. And you know what happened? The help came pouring from all the sides. Just 2 weeks back, I heard one sister, she had constructed her house. She has come here. Nowadays she is there in Shantivan. Just yesterday she arrived. She narrated to me, "Sister, the house that we constructed was beautiful than a 7-star hotel. Due to short circuit, everything, it was not even inaugurated. Gone. But her stage was very good. I asked her how. She said, two things have helped me. One, detachment. These are the things that come and go. It was not mine. I did not bring when I was born. And they will not go with me. Second thing, very important. She said, I know I am not alone. Almighty is there with me. She sent me the video. Almighty is there with me. When Almighty is there, then all of us will also be there, no? We are His children. So, dear brothers and sisters, never lose hope. No desires and never lose hope. Courage. I can give attention to myself only when I am having balanced state of mind. Only then godly help comes. When I am engaged in my own thinking, good, bad, this, that, God, even if He wants to help, I will not be able to get it. So I have to keep myself here very, very calm. And then, dependence. When we depend on others and that support is gone, we are restless. Ask yourselves, am I dependent on anyone? Dear brothers and sisters, it is neither good to depend on anyone, nor it is good to make others dependent on you. Neither I should be dependent, nor anyone else be dependent on me. These are the small habits, small traits that we have to cultivate in our lives. And then, we want others to do the things the way I want. But it does not happen. Remember, if I consider myself to be the most qualified person, if I consider myself to be very special, I can do it, then I can never be free and I'll be busy whole life doing things myself. Remember, we have to develop and train up others, learn to delegate. One of the things that we learn here is make others like yourselves. In the world, people create followers. But here, we are taught to create leaders like yourself. Leaders create leaders. Only then they can move forward. If you create followers, you will remain where you are. Keep creating followers. If you want to grow, if you want to develop, create others like yourself and move ahead so that others are able to take care of you, that job, and you are able to move ahead. This is a very subtle thing. When you grow up and you find yourself doing all those things that you used to do in the beginning of your life, it gives you a shock to make others like yourself. Delegate, give. Cultivate this habit of training up others, developing others. And you cannot expect others to do the things as you do. You cannot. I was sitting in my office, and there was one brother. I requested him to come and do something. He was very, very slow kind of a person. It used to take 5 minutes to come from there to this place. I was getting upset. So I work fast. And he was just move slowly. So it was irritating me. It's a real thing. So I just raised my voice a bit, which I should not have, but it gave me a lesson. My elder brother was there. He said, "Sister, why are you getting upset? Why are you raising your voice?" Then he can't he come fast? Can't he do this? He said, "If he was like you, he would be sitting in your chair." And it was a lesson for lifetime. Accept people as they are. We get upset. Why can't she do it? She can do. Why can't she do it? Nothing is going to move. You will be disturbing yourself. So take care of yourself. Okay? Then, sometimes, what we call in Hindi, Balak and Malik. Sometimes, you are sitting in a meeting at your workplace. You give some suggestion. It is not accepted. You feel bad inside. Yes or no? Yes? We are taught. And there also comes, this also I am narrating out of my own experience. Say if my suggestion is not accepted, why should I sit in the meeting? I am not going to attend any meeting. In a young age, we do all these things. We learn. So, my chief, she said to me, "Why, Asha, I find you sitting very quiet in the meetings. Daddy, what's the use? There's no nothing that I give suggestion and it is not action." Then she said to me, like Malik. Malik means master, no? Authority. Like authority, give suggestion. If accepted, fine. If not accepted, like a small little child, withdraw it. Don't disturb yourself. Don't withdraw forever. And it is not this. Behind this, there is greater enemy of yours. And that is ego. Ego. Three-letter word, ego, which disturbs us and snatches away our peace. These are the small little things that we need to keep attention on. Talk to yourself. When you feel you are hurt, create a loving dialogue with yourself. Let me tell you, no one is a better teacher than you yourself. Okay? Talk to yourself. Initiate dialogue. Free yourself from expectations, no expectations, no desires, and don't involve yourself emotionally in any situation. If you get emotionally involved, then you lose your peace of mind. And learn to see the positive or the benefit, even if there is some unfortunate happening. Try to see what is the benefit behind it. You know the story of a king who had cut his finger? Know the story? Huh? Remember that story? Yes. There is benefit in everything. And true enemies are our negative habits. And these habits we have to give up. And what I nowadays tell people is that you have to, if you are able to do that, dear brothers and sisters, daily, do something good for others. Speak some nice, beautiful words for others. Through your mind, give good vibrations to others. These are charitable actions. Because when you give, it comes back to you thousandfold back. Give happiness, give peaceful vibrations, you feel peaceful. Okay, so these were a few thoughts that I had. I don't know if there is anything that you wish to ask me. Welcome. You can.
Thank you so much, Didi. I would say that was extraordinarily clear. And Didi laid out for us very clearly what to do if you want to cultivate peace inside. And for myself, it was like I understood more how we have to create peace in our lives again and again and again. So, and you said at the beginning, peace is a power. Just before we finish with meditation, and then afterwards some announcement, I have one question. We all want peace in our lives, and you clearly explained what we need to do. But let's say we have become very peaceful. how do we make sure that people don't take advantage of us? That people start playing games with us? Let's say there's leaders of teams here, and they have to take a stand sometimes, they have to move things forward, or even leading a family. How can we move things forward if people are not cooperating?
If people are not?
Not cooperating.
I believe when we have good intentions inside and good feelings for everyone, people do come forward. People do come forward. If some people are not giving cooperation, don't worry. Still be good with them. Maybe after some time, they feel and they start cooperating. When they find others also cooperating, one or two persons may not. Generally, everyone likes to cooperate for good intentions. Generally, that's a human nature. But in case they don't, they will do it. It may take time. I have to be a little patient.
Okay. Thanks so much. Can we finish with 5 minutes meditation?
Yes.
And just to remind you, these are not only friends from Kuwait, but from all countries of the Middle East.
Everyone from Kuwait?
Not everyone from Kuwait.
Okay.
But all countries of the Middle East are represented here. So
Middle
we can
East.
Have 5 minutes meditation and you would
Anyone
guide.
Anyone from Saudi Arabia? Okay. From Bahrain? Yeah, okay. Kuwait, of course. Yes. Aur kahan se Aruna? Dubai. Dubai?
Okay. Egypt.
Abu Dhabi? Okay. So, all of you came via Ahmedabad? And how are you returning via Ahmedabad? Okay. Next time when you come, then via Delhi. Okay? Invitation. Aruna? Invitation to visit Delhi and visit Baba's campus in Gurgaon, Delhi, close to Delhi. Okay.
Reflecting on what I just heard. I feel inside what was especially for me. What one thought, what one idea that I heard, will make a big difference in my life. When I'm going to cultivate it on a daily basis, I see myself cultivating this thought that I'm holding now in my mind. And in my inner eye, I can see my life changing. I clearly see and feel inside. It is possible to remain peaceful. To live with the power of peace. And I spread peace into my life. Right now. I spread peace into my all relationships. I spread peace into all my situations. With my being peaceful, I inspire everyone who comes in contact with me. As I remain constantly connected to the source of unlimited peace, to the Almighty, I never get empty of peace. The more peace I share, the more peace the Almighty bestows upon me. Shanti.